I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore News Now. Salem News is reporting that Salem City Council and Planning Board will begin to discuss the latest in-law apartments proposal. Changes would allow the apartments to be created by anyone and rented to anyone. Gloucester Times is reporting that a crew of public works personnel began fencing out an area of Good Harbor Beach on Monday to protect migrating piping plovers. The first pair of the threatened shorebirds reportedly landed this weekend. Meanwhile, a new report, with piping plovers arriving to nest, the beach at Parker River National Wildlife Refuge will close to the public at the end of the day Wednesday. The beach closes every year about this time and will remain closed until late summer. Book lovers will have a chance to hear from established and up-and-coming authors when the 16th Annual Newburyport Literary Festival takes place as a live online streaming event April 23 to 25. In sports, the Duxbury Board of Selectmen on Monday voted to reaffirm the town's official commitment to inclusion and equity as the community continues to grapple with the fallout from the use of anti-Semitic language by Duxbury High School players. That's Duxbury High School football players. The weather's sunny, high in the mid-50s today. I'm Rick Moore with North Shore News Now.